Well, here's a question for you, Anthony.
Okay.
Feeling lucky?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Well, what if the odds were, say, 175 million to one?
Yeah, I'm suddenly feeling a little less lucky.
Okay, well, that didn't actually stop a lot of us from buying Powerball tickets, because those are the odds for winning tonight's record $500 million lottery. So that got us thinking, if there is indeed a winner, what might that person do with $500 million? Our intern Emily Zent hit the streets and asked some of you.
Hi, I'm Ashley. I'm from Chicago. If I won $500 million, I would, first of all, pay off all my student loans. And then I'd do something really nice for my family.
Hey, I'm Raul Fernandez. I'd have to figure out how to give most of it away. That's a ton of money, and I don't think one person can even spend that in a lifetime if they tried.
My name is Bridget Fry, and if I won, I would probably pay off our mortgage. I don't know what I'd do with the rest of it. It's a little too much to contemplate.
My name is Walter Asmuth. I would probably, you know, it'd be nice to have property, so I'd probably buy a bunch of houses and hopefully manage it well enough that I wouldn't have to work for the rest of my life. So I feel like everybody loses it whenever they win it.
Well, there you have it, folks. Good luck in tonight's drawing if you've purchased a Powerball ticket. And if you do win, spend wisely and try not to lose it.
And I will refrain from talking about WBR's upcoming fundraiser. Stay with us, because we will move on to more recent stories, including a new study in the New England Journal of Medicine that suggests mammograms may be doing more harm than good. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.